You finished the marathon, Olympic marathon.
Yeah.
Your feelings right now?
I'm very happy to be finished. It was definitely the hardest hardest thing I've ever done, I think. So, yoti yoti cars. Yeah.
Yeah. Ilona said that she hasn't run a marathon where she's running and she sees that people are dropping on asphalt like flies.
Yeah. It was scary to see that, and then, you know, you have to tell yourself not to think about that because you don't want to stop.
What was your main goal here?
I knew it was going to be hot. I thought I could run around 240. Like, I ran an auto in May, and I had some stomach issues after about 30K. My fluids just weren't settling with the heat, so I had to stop a few times at the restroom, and that took some time off, and it was just hard to, in the heat, to get going again. So, you know, I just wanted to make it to the finish line. Even if I had to crawl to get there, I was gonna make it.
What about a track? How was it?
You know, the loops were, I mean, it was a pretty flat, good course. So 1.5 kilometers would be, you know, with a little bit of a tailwind, and then you'd come up with the headwind. So you knew it would change. So it wasn't bad. It was sunny.
Did you meet Yelena and Ilona after the finish?
Ilona, yeah. I haven't seen Yelena yet, though, after the finish.
Well, and how is it being a part of Latvian national Olympic team?
Oh, it's been amazing. I mean, I cry just thinking about it. Just everyone's support and on the course, it was just, means a lot to me. So it was awesome.
Some people told me that you know something Latvian too. In Latvian, you can say something.
Yeah, es mācos, yeah. Es vēl mācos, but
is it important to you to know Latvian language?
Yeah. My mom and I are thinking about, my parents speak fluent Latvian. So my mom and I are thinking of coming to Riga in spring, maybe for a language course for me. So I think that would be helpful. I understand more of it than I can speak it, unfortunately. And it's just, in the States, we don't really have Latvian language courses or Spanish and French, you know, and it's just hard to come by. So I think going and being in Riga for a while will help.
Well, learning Latvian maybe is even harder than running a marathon.
Maybe. I hope not. This was pretty tough, so.
Well, our language is not the easiest thing to do.
So. Yeah. It's just the different endings and, yep, you know, and just why. And my mom says, well, I don't know, that's just the way it is. So we'll get it, though.